Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas. We kick off this edition of the show with Joe Vicari. He's the CEO of the Joe Vicari Restaurant Group. Joe, welcome into Opportunity Detroit.
How are you?
I'm doing just great, Joe. You've got big news for us. You've announced that Andiamo Italian Chop House at Water Square will serve as the signature restaurant inside the forthcoming JW Marriott Detroit Water Square. I love this news.
You know, it's been a long time coming. We were told, as you know, that last year that General Motors was going to be knocking down a couple of their towers, and they told us that we would have to find a new location. So we were very lucky to get this location because it's on the waterfront, right where we were, just down the street. We're in the Joe Louis Arena site where they knocked it down. And they have a beautiful JW Marriott going there. And we're excited to be the main restaurant for that hotel.
You are going to get some incredible foot traffic with it being connected to the hotel, don't you think, Joe?
Yes. I mean, we're connected to the the convention center, right? Is that what you were?
Yes, exactly. You're connected, you know, you're in the hotel, right? And you're connected to the convention center. That's going to be really good for this restaurant.
It is. And the owners of that also created a boulevard. So it's actually tying in across the expressway. They're building a boulevard. So you can come from the other side without going up and around. It brings you right to the hotel and right to Steve Eiserman Street there. So it's they thought of everything, the hotel. I really have to commend them. And I think it's going to be a flagship of Detroit for sure.
I do too. So can you tell us, what will this restaurant look like? Anything like what you have right now?
It's going to be different. Mrs. Vicari, Rosalie, is working with the architects and the designers right now. And it's going to be a smaller footprint of what we had at the Rensen. This is going to be about 8,000 square feet. And we're going to be able to seat about 210 people inside with another 40 on the outside when weather's permittable. And we're going to have private dining spaces. We have three different locations for private dining. One large one that's going to hold about 60 people. And then the other two are, I think one is 30 and one is about 16, I believe. So
that's smart, Joe, because you're going to have a lot of convention business and people can use the private dining spaces for meetings and, you know, big dinners and things like that. That's really smart to do.
Yeah, you know, at the Rensen, that Andiamo always did a lot of private parties. So we're excited that we're going to have enough space to do private parties at the new location. Yeah.
What type of food can we expect to see?
Well, we're going to serve, obviously, traditional Andiamo homemade scratch pastas and all the different items that we normally have on our menu. But we are going to add a different element, which we've done at a couple of our locations. We've added a chop house feel to it. So not only will you have great Italian food, but you'll have great prime steaks and lamb chops and pork chops and tomahawk steaks and pretty much, you know, everything on the carnivore side. And then we'll also always have great fresh fish that we are famous for also.
So people will still be able to get some of the fish dishes that they love when they come to your restaurant currently in the Rensen?
Yes, yep, for sure.
So this has to be such great news for you. Because at one point, as you said when we started this interview, there was some concern when GM was changing its plans. This is just a wonderful story.
It is. It turned out, you know, what do they say, you know, something turned from chicken something to chicken soup. So yeah, we're happy. I think it's a win-win for everybody. General Motors actually asked us to stay longer. We are going to stay a little bit longer, but we are moving over there January of 2027. So we'll be at the Rensen for the remainder part of this year. Probably November sometime we'll have to vacate to move over to the new space. But yeah, we'll be there for another 10 months at least.
Well, and you've been such an important part of the city of Detroit's comeback. It's great to see how this is going to work out for you, that you're going to be right there in the JW Marriott Detroit Water Square. You're going to be right in the convention area. It's just a really nice story. What about the lunch crowd? Are you starting to see the lunch crowd come back into the city during the week, Joe?
Joe Meir, you know, has seen more of a lunch crowd than Andiamo. We're going to open up January 2026 at the Rensen for lunch and dinner. And the new JW Marriott, we will be open for lunch and dinner.
Oh, that's great. You know, it still seems that people have an appetite, so to speak, for fine dining. They still like to go out, get dressed up, and celebrate special occasions.
We do try to set a standard for, you know, how they wear, what they wear. And I agree with you, Ann. There's a lot of people that want to go out on a weekend night and get dressed up and have a nice, relaxing dinner at either Andiamo or Joe Meir Seafood.
Absolutely. Joe Vaccari, CEO of the Joe Vaccari Restaurant Group, congratulations on this big news. This is a great story.
Well, thank you very much, and stay tuned because we got another one we're going to be announcing shortly. The Joe Meir site in Detroit, we're about ready to sign a new lease on that one also.
Oh, that's fantastic. When you are ready for that announcement, we will have you back on Opportunity Detroit.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ann.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great day. Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, there's a jewelry store in Detroit that's been sparkling for 100 years. We'll tell you all about it in just a few minutes.